Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Santa La County Medical Care Facility and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Shortly after 5 p.m. yesterday, June 16th, here on Central Dispatch, received a call about smoke being seen out on Heisterman Island off of Fairhaven Township. Additional calls making similar claims continue to follow. The island is state-owned and uninhabited, with no buildings on it. However, boaters and hunters are no stranger to the island, especially during fall hunting season. Strong thunderstorms went through the area earlier, and current theory is that possibly a lightning strike could have started the fire there. The Huron County Sheriff's Office responded with an airboat and a drone, with the assistance of the Catesville Fire Department in bringing the airboat to the scene. The drone pilot, Officer Lieutenant Newman, ended up getting an opportunity between storms that followed to survey the island. Authorities were concerned that if the fire was related to some type of an emergency situation, such as an airplane crash, a boating accident, or a camping mishap, that it needed to be investigated. However, no signs of that was present at the scene, other than the middle part of the island burning. Michigan Department of Natural Resources fire personnel also responded to determine their course of action. All information gathered was shared with them, and any future updates regarding this incident will be released by them rather than the sheriff's office. And an update or a correction to an earlier story that we had given you back right around 1 o'clock this afternoon. The Tuscola Election Commission determined that the proposed recall petition for two Columbia Township officials failed. The proposed recall of Township Treasurer Christina Parmenter, and the proposed recall for Township Trustee Christopher Kruger each failed. County Clerk Jody Fetting explained the commission is charged with determining whether each reason stated in the petition is based on conduct occurring during the official's current term of office, whether each person or reason is factual and of sufficient clarity to enable the officer whose recall is sought. Ultimately, it is the responsibility of the electors to identify the course of conduct that is the basis for the recall. And motorists in Huron County should prepare for a road closure as bridge maintenance gets underway on Ewald Road. The Huron County Road Commission says crews began work today on the Ewald Road Bridge spanning the Pinnebog River, located between Pigeon Road, also known as M-142, and Richardson Road. The project will focus on repairing concrete support beams as part of routine bridge maintenance. The closure is expected to remain in place through approximately August 8, weather permitting, of course. During construction, through traffic will be detoured using Richardson Road, Crone Road, and M-142. Officials say access for local residents will be maintained throughout the project. Drivers are encouraged to allow extra travel time and follow posted detour signs while work is in progress. When we come back from the Ozentoski sponsor message, we'll continue with our international and national news.
I'm a God-fearing, hardworking guy. Tim Ozentoski from Ozentoski Farm Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Bad Axe, has been practicing his karaoke.
On my international harvester.
Tim might not make it in country music, but you can make your farm operation much more successful with new Case IH equipment from Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe.
The Case IH Magnum Series has models from 180 to 400 horsepower, and the Case IH Stagger Series with horsepower ranges from 425 to 785 horsepower models.
Big performance, supreme comfort, and intuitive operation puts you in control. Case IH offers the ultimate mix of industry-leading horsepower and fuel efficiency available in both wheel and track configurations. Plus, enjoy an industry-leading 3-year, 2,000-hour factory warranty on Magnum and Steiger models. And don't forget the Case IH Farmall series of compact and utility tractors. So stop into your local Case IH dealer, Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe, for your next Case IH tractor. Tim will even give you a free autograph.
on my International Harvester.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, domestic aerospace boom sparks high-skilled labor shortage. The rapid expansion of commercial aerospace projects across the American Sun Belt has triggered an unprecedented shortage of specialized engineers and technicians. A new economic report shows job openings in advanced rocketry and satellite manufacturing have skyrocketed by 40% over the past year. Industry leaders are warning that critical launch schedules could face delays if the labor gap isn't closed. In response, a coalition of aerospace tech giants has pledged a massive funding injection into university engineering pipelines to fast-track vocational training. In other national news, AI-driven agriculture reshaping the core of the American Corn Belt. A massive technological shift is sweeping through America's agricultural heartland as farmers rapidly adopt autonomous AI-guided machinery for the summer planting season. New data shows that automated precision tractors have significantly reduced fertilizer waste across millions of acres. Agricultural analysts predict this digital transition will stabilize volatile food production costs despite unpredictable regional rainfall. However, small farm advocates are raising concerns that the high cost of adopting this technology could price out generational family operations. And in our international news, Malaysia's strict social media ban for under-16s sparks major outcry. A sweeping new law in Malaysia banning all children under the age of 16 from using social media platforms has triggered widespread domestic and regional pushback. The government defends the aggressive policy as a necessary crisis intervention to protect youth mental health and digital safety. However, human rights groups and other student coalitions argue the blanket ban leaves millions of teenagers feeling completely isolated and cut off from modern educational networks. Tech giants are scrambling to figure out how to enforce the rigorous age verification mandates under threat of heavy corporate fines. In other international news, British tech sector plunges into turmoil following landmark antitrust ruling. The United Kingdom's technology sector has been rocked by an unexpected landmark ruling from the Competition and Markets Authority. The antitrust watchdog ordered a major global software conglomerate to divest its recently acquired artificial intelligence division, citing severe threats to fair market competition. The aggressive ruling has sent a clear message that European regulators are willing to block major tech mergers entirely. Market analysts warn this could freeze venture capital investments across London's tech hubs as firms reassess regulatory risks. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Your precision weather is up next.